I just don't think writing gets much better than that, to tell you the truth. Spirit that made these heroes dare to die and leave their children free. And who do you think their children are? That's us, every single one of us. We owe an incredible debt of gratitude to people who took it upon themselves to create a state of consciousness and to state it in this American school of what is called transcendentalism, and to bring a sense of spirit. And that when I talk about the road less traveled, and when I talk about the extra mile and it's never crowded, boy, I'll tell you, along that extra mile, when I write, I have a picture of Emerson and a picture of Thoreau. And I think about what it must have been like to be them and to go to prison and to go to Walden and to leave all of that behind and to take the criticism that was out there and to create a sense of, they were the people who were responsible for the fact that not only that women can vote today, but that it isn't just white males that can vote today, that anybody, and that all of us are free. That's a spiritual principle. That's not a religious principle. And we took those two shows and we taped them. One of them is called There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. And the other one is called My Top 10, or 10 Secrets for Success and Inner Peace. Now this program deals with them in much more depth. I dealt with all of them in a very short time there. Then I took those shows after we recorded them in the First Parish, right there in Concord, and we took them out and were told by, again, so many of the authorities who were certain that they knew what could work and what wouldn't work. We took it out, and in just 16 days, in the very first pledge period, we raised between $7 and $10 million. And it's just beginning, because there's a hunger out there. And all the time, I was out there thinking about, we're raising money for public television. What we're really doing is creating a new energy. But for me, it's always been about, this is just another wonderful opportunity to fulfill something called a burning desire. A burning desire that is rooted in these principles. I'd like to also just share with you something that I wrote a few years ago. It was in a book called You'll See It When You Believe It. And I took it from a woman who I admired enormously. Her name is Peace Pilgrim. And this was a woman who just believed so strongly in the idea of peace. And since this program is about 10 principles for success and inner peace, I'd kind of like to define inner peace and success and then move on to that very first principle and go through those 10 principles in this program. She left everything that she had, gave up her name, threw away her birth certificate, her social security card. No one knew her identity. And she proceeded to walk across America. And she walked for years and years and years. And wherever she went, she was like St. Francis in the 13th century, or like Jesus 13 centuries before that. Just this beautiful soul walking amongst people and just promoting peace and harmony. And she was... I had communicated with her, and I felt very blessed to have done so. It's one of the great honors of my life. The other was to appear in Vienna, Austria, with a man whose name is Viktor Frankl, in 1978, who wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning and lived in the concentration camps and decided that he was going to survive the horrors of places like Auschwitz because he had to tell the story and he had a sense of purpose and he had to tell it and he kept notes. And there I was, a young psychologist with a bestseller, sitting on the stage with this man who had been through it, and I was just in Well, Rumi put it this way. He said, sell your cleverness and purchase bewilderment. And I was in a state of bewilderment and awe. And when they asked me questions, I just went, bah, 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 bah. I have nothing to say around this person. I felt that way about Peace Pilgrim as well. And she died out there on the road. She was hit by a car years ago. And she had what she called the symptoms of inner peace. Symptoms of inner peace. I love these. So that if you're starting to develop a sense of inner peace in your own life, here are some of the symptoms. Most of the time when we hear symptoms, we think about the symptoms of a disease, don't we? Or the symptoms of a relationship falling apart. Or the symptoms of a malaise. Or the symptoms of scarcity in our lives.